First of all, I would like to ask for the chance from Tanajananan and all the Theras and my monastic friends for this opportunity and blessing to all the laity. I am happy and full of joy to see my fellow Buddhists who have the heart and mind to practice Dhamma, not just giving dana, but to actually develop in other aspects. You all have come from far away, spend both money and time to leave home and stay in the monastery, which is not very comfortable, just to practice. I can see that many of you have the basic in the practice already in developing mindfulness and samadhi. You know how to do sitting meditation, walking meditation. But some of you, maybe you do this not on a regular basis. So when you come here, you will have difficulty in the practice in the first few days. Because when you are working, you have to focus on your daily life, your mind, your work. So your practice in developing mindfulness is not continuous. But you have the wisdom to find the chance to come practice here for many days. So today is the first day that you have the chance to practice seriously. The first few days, you may struggle, but then it will get better. Your mindfulness will get better. So I ask that you let go of all your worries from home and to focus in your practice. One advice is you should not use your cell phone or use it only when it's necessary. And also to try to talk as little as possible. This is so that you can focus on yourself. You don't send out your mind to the outside. When you are at home, of course, you have to have conversation with your family and also at work. But now that you are here, you have to stay in the present moment and let go of all your worries and give yourself the time to practice. Why is it important to develop sati, the mindfulness? Because we want to have samadhi. If we don't have the mindfulness, if we don't have sati, then samadhi cannot be developed. And when we have samadhi, then the mind is peaceful and the happiness arises and the suffering is lessened. And now let's look at the meaning of sati, the mindfulness. Tanajananan said that to have sati, to have mindfulness, is that we do not have the slip of mind when we are doing anything. And we are focused on in whatever we are doing. We are focusing in our body that is moving. And the action that we do, they all have to be a wholesome practice. This is why we have to give the importance to developing sati. When I first ordained, I didn't understand. My understanding is that everybody has mindfulness already. For example, a doctor, a surgeon doing operation, he or she need to have mindfulness. Or when we are driving, we need the mindfulness. Or a housewife, even a housewife doing cooking or chopping vegetable, you have to have mindfulness so that the knife doesn't cut you. So everybody already has mindfulness, so why give the importance? I just want to reach samadhi. Tanajananan teaches that, of course, everybody has sati, has mindfulness, but this kind of mindfulness is not enough to lessen the suffering in our lives. You have to develop the mindfulness until it progresses until the highest level of mindfulness is, as the Buddha taught, that we can let go of all our kilesas and we can reach Nibbana. So sati can be compared to a rudder of a boat that is going up and down the river. If the boat doesn't have the rudder to control the direction, then it will surely hit the rock or trees on the bank, and then the boat can sink or break. So the sati, the mindfulness, is like a rudder that control our life to be able to get rid of all the suffering in our daily activities. So as Tanajananan said, there are different levels of sati. The normal level is not enough. We have to develop the mindfulness, the sati, so that we are always focused on doing dana, generosity, sila, morality, listening to Dhamma, developing kamatana in our daily life, in every activity that we do. And we keep doing this until our mind becomes stronger and it becomes purer, higher. And the highest level that the Buddha mentioned is the satipatthanas, the four satipatthanas, the kaya nupassana, vedana nupassana, citta nupassana, dhamma nupassana, satipatthana. The satipatthana that the Buddha teach is the level of mindfulness that will lead our mind to reach liberation, to enter Nibbana. But now we are not at that level yet. So what do? We start from the beginning. We try to develop our mindfulness. The great masters teach that we can focus on our breath. When we're sitting meditation, we just observe our breath together with the mantra, Butto, Butto. The observance of the breath is anapanasati. And the mantra, Butto, Butto, that's the buddhanusati. And we keep doing this day in and day out until it become automatic. The first few days, of course, there will be difficulties. You may observe your breath for once or twice, and then your mind just go elsewhere. This is because you haven't done it continuously. But this is a good opportunity to revive your practice. And not just in your sitting meditation. When you're walking, when you're doing walking meditation also, you have the mindfulness in your steps. Or when you're chanting in the morning, the mind is not focused on your breath or the mantra putto, but you should have mindfulness in your chanting. Because what we are chanting is the recollection of the quality of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. And these are very beneficial because the Buddha has a lot of metta for all beings. And even though you may not understand the meaning of the chanting, you can focus your mindfulness on each word that you're reading. So as you can see, to develop mindfulness, you can do it in every moment in your life. One story from the time of the Buddha is that one time the Buddha went to the city called Alawi. The people in that town were very happy and they give many, many dana. The Buddha received the dana, gave his anumodana, and gave Dhamma talk. And all the people of Alawi were very happy. And there was one teenage girl. She is the daughter of a weaver, only 14 or 15. But she has the habit of listening to Dhamma. So when the Buddha gave the Dhamma talk, she listened, and she brought the Dhamma back to practice in her daily life, especially in the topic of Maranānusati, contemplation of death. And she was able to contemplate day and night, every day, for 3 years, continuously. And she had a lot of progress. Her mind became peaceful, and her work was very neat. And she has a deep understanding of life that for everyone, life is anicca. And everybody has to die one day. So 3 years had passed, and one day this daughter brought the thread to her father, who is doing the weaving. And there was an accident with the machine. The machine hit the daughter and she died. But before she died, she was angry, and she was able to give Dhamma to her father still, because she has reached the level of Sotapanna already. The father was very sad and went to pay respect to the Buddha. The Buddha gave Dhamma talk, and the father developed a lot of faith and asked to ordain, and he was able to reach arahantship in his life. So as you can see, the contemplation of death, maranānusati, has a lot of benefit. Since my first years of becoming a monk, I always listened to Thanajan Anand give Dhamma talk, teaching the Dhamma, the daily activities of the monks, of the monastics. He always emphasized on developing sati. So when we get up in the morning, always we should have the mindfulness to recollect Buddho, Buddho, since we wake up. And then we come to the dining hall at 4:30 to sit samadhi. And 5, we do the morning chanting. And we need to develop mindfulness with the chanting. And after that, we prepare to go on alms round. And when we're walking on alms round, we should have the mindfulness to recollect Buddho, Buddho with our steps. Or we can count the steps when on the way out, how many steps that we take, and on the way back, how many steps that we take. And sometimes he even asks the monks, how many steps total for your alms round. This is for Thanajan to teach the monks to develop mindfulness. And after we get back, when we are eating, we have to have the mindfulness focus in our bowl on the food that we're going to eat. There was one story that I was very impressed that Thanajan Anand always tell this story. It was at the time at Nongpapong, when he was still staying with Lungpu Sha. One day, the monks were eating, and then at Wat Nongpapong, there are many roosters, and the rooster was making sound. And this one monk, instead of focusing within the bowl, he sent his mind out to listen to the rooster. And Lungpu Sha immediately point out that, hey you, your mind already went to be born as a rooster already. So the great teachers, they always teach and emphasize on being in the present moment, to have the mindfulness in the present moment. And sometimes he would even ask the monks how many bites of food did you take today, or how many bites does it take for you to become full. This is to test the monks whether they have the mindfulness when they're eating or not. And after eating, in whatever chores that we do in the afternoon, whether we are sweeping the leaves or we are mopping the floor, cleaning the toilets, we should do it with putto in our mind. And the evening chanting, also we should have mindfulness in during the chanting. And even when we go back after the evening chanting, when we go and sitting meditation, we go back to our dwellings. Thanajananan said that we should not go to sleep right away. We should sit meditation for about half an hour before we lie down. And then we lie down with the mindfulness, putto, until we fall asleep. This is the teaching of the daily practice that the monastics should do every day, so that the mindfulness become continuous. And this is called sammasati, the right mindfulness. It is the path, the magga, to the liberation of the mind. And this level of sati is the base of all the wholesome actions. So whatever goodness that we are doing, we should have the mindfulness to control together with the actions. When we are sitting samadhi, we should have the mindfulness. When we are chanting, we should have the mindfulness. Because if we chant and the mouth is rehearsing the words, but the mind is elsewhere, Thanajananan said, this have very little benefit, is not worth it as an action that we do. So when we develop sati, the samadhi will develop easily on its own. So this is a good opportunity, good time for you to come and practice and develop the mindfulness. Maybe on the first days, you cannot be mindful for the whole day. But if you keep doing it, then the last days, you will see the result that your mind become more peaceful. And you shouldn't hurry, shouldn't expect your mind to become peaceful right away. You just keep doing it little by little. Thanajananan always tell the monks that if you are staying with the great teachers, your practice will develop faster than normal. So this is a good opportunity for you, even as a lay people, to come here to practice continuously, even for 7 or 8 days. And if you have questions, you can ask Thanajan, and Thanajan always spread metta to all of you. So your samadhi will develop very fast and very easily. And also your wisdom will develop very fast. Another story that I would like to tell is that sometimes for the monks, when Thanajananan, at the end of the day, when he lied down to rest, then the monks would give massage to him. And all the monks know that we have to be very careful when we are close to Thanajan. We always have to have putto continuously. We don't send our mind out to think of whatever. Just concentrate on putto. Because sometimes if the monks who are doing the massage, the mind start to wander, think of this and that. Thanajan, even when he already lie down, eyes closed, if the monk start to think of, the mind start to wander, then Thanajan would open his eyes and look, or sometimes get up. And this is a warning that, okay, you are already proliferating. So the monks, all of us, are very afraid to, and then we would have to come back to do putto continuously. As you can see, this is the metta of the great teachers that warn the disciples not to proliferate. So if you keep developing the mindfulness, the sati, during this retreat, you will surely progress in your practice. I would like to give my anumodana with all of you in that you give up your time and your money to come to develop yourself in this sati, samadhi, and wisdom so that you can bring the knowledge back to use in your daily life so that the suffering in your life is lessened until at the end you reach Nibbana.